WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Monday. It's June 4th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
It's going to dry out a bit and warm up. We might even see the sunshine today. A New Jersey 101.5 exclusive look at who gets the biggest state pensions and why reforms are desperately needed. It's not even legal yet, but more Jersey towns seek to ban recreational marijuana. A police officer hurt breaking up a fight at a South Jersey mall, advertised on social media. In sports, Mets and Phillies swept on Sunday. Yanks rained out again. Warriors take a 2-0 lead on the Cavs in the NBA Finals. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather, and welcome back our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero.
And I get to bring some drier skies as I come back to work here with you this morning, although not at the moment. It is raining in a couple spots, two bands of rain pushing through the state right now. By about 7 or 8 o'clock, we will start drying out, but until then, pretty wet across much of New Jersey at this point. We're drying out right along the Delaware River at this point. Skies becoming partly to mostly sunny today. Even by late this morning, we should see some good sunshine. I can't rule out a few pop-up showers or sprinkles from this afternoon into this evening. High temperatures doing well today, lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear, dry tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tomorrow, a little bit breezy. There's a better chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon or evening. I think everybody in the state prone to get wet at some point. Highs mid-70s tomorrow, but then cloudier and cooler on Wednesday, highs only in the 60s. It is pretty chilly out there this morning. Barnegat Light checking in at 55, Newark 52, Middlesex also 52.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. A New Jersey 101.5 exclusive this morning. Being a former college president or school board member has proven very lucrative for a select group of New Jersey retirees. They have taxpayer-funded pensions of over $190,000 a year, plus health benefits for life, and sometimes even longer. It's a stark example of how out-of-control pension benefits have become for some. This year, public workers and the governments that employ them will put over $6.5 billion into New Jersey's pension fund, but about $11 billion in benefits will be paid out. Governor Phil Murphy says any discussion of changes should wait until full contributions are being made. That's not going to happen for 4 years.
Governor Phil Murphy says the immediate savings on employee costs are through a health benefits task force announced last week, not pensions.
That's what we want to tackle right now because we think there's enough evidence that we can get it. The answer is we want to do this the right way, but we've lost our trust. We've lost our credibility.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says without more changes to health benefits and pensions, the state can't fund its other programs and residents can't afford to live here.
We have problems that need to be fixed. We addressed them in 2011 somewhat. We need to go even further to fix this.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, who gets the biggest pensions and how long have they been getting them? You can check that out at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperature is starting out in the 40s and 50s. A little chilly this morning and it is damp, but it'll become partly sunny later. A pop-up shower possible this afternoon. High temperatures only in the lower to mid-70s. We should be drying out a little bit overnight, but there is still rain in the forecast. We'll have more on that with meteorologist Dan Zero coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also still ahead, a police officer injured, teens arrested, a social media fight advertised at a South Jersey mall. We'll have the latest on that. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
Do you hope that anybody likes us as much as we like each other?
Pray.
Like you said, even one person, I'd be okay with it.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
We're on the train to Stupidville.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07, Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures this morning on the chilly side in the 40s and 50s. Low to mid-70s will do it for the high today. We are a little damp this morning, some drizzle around, but we should see at least some sun today, but a pop-up shower is still possible. We'll have more on that part of the forecast with Dan coming up in just a couple of minutes. Following a record-setting 8 fatalities caused by rip currents along the Jersey Shore in 2017, experts hope to keep the casualty count at 0 this season. Mother Nature does what she wants when she wants, so it's up to the public to know what to look out for and how to survive.
Dr. John Miller, director of the Ocean Engineering Program at Stevens Institute of Technology, says sandbars are one of the main causes of rip currents that can pull even the strongest swimmers out to sea, and a series of nor'easters this past winter took plenty of sand from our beaches out into the ocean as sandbars.
Generally speaking, those sandbars come back onto the beach fully anywhere from June to July.
But the threat of rips remains. Look out for spots where waves aren't breaking or some unusual choppiness in the water. If caught in a rip, don't panic so you can conserve energy and swim parallel to the shore. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A police officer has been injured, seven teenagers arrested after a fight broke out in a South Jersey mall food court. Hamilton Township Police say the fight was prearranged. It had been advertised on social media, and security officers were escorting individuals who were gathering in the food court out of the mall when that fight quickly escalated with chairs and other debris getting thrown around the court. Now, that fight is still under investigation, and police say there could be others identified and charged. Mahwah is the latest town to preemptively ban the sale of marijuana. They join a growing list of towns seeking to block sales in the event recreational weed eventually becomes legal in New Jersey. And Patrick Lambry joins us live with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, while most of the focus on stopping legal weed in its tracks has seemed to be in Monmouth and Ocean counties, Bergen is steadily adding to its list. Mahwah joins Carlstadt, Garfield, and Hasbrook Heights in saying if it's legalized, you can't sell it here, even though selling it anywhere has already been a much slower process than Governor Murphy would like, as he indicated last week on Ask the Governor. Point Pleasant Beach was perhaps the first municipality to take official action toward a ban in December before Murphy took office, but other towns like Asbury Park say they're ready to embrace legal pot. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Police are investigating who spray-painted a Jersey Shore playground dedicated to one of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shootings. The incident happened late Friday or early Saturday morning in Highlands. Police called the graffiti senseless offensive language. The playground was dedicated to Daniel Barden in 2013. It includes his artwork and his signature. It's one of the not-so-great things about living in the Great Garden State. New Jersey has 114 Superfund sites. That's more than any other state in the nation. And there is ongoing concern about many of the remediation efforts currently underway.
Pete Lopez of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says after the most hazardous contaminated pollution sites in Jersey are identified, cleanup efforts are launched.
Our main goal is, one, protect public health, protect the environment, and then where we can, try to return lands to protect the public use.
But Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey says the EPA Superfund program isn't super at all because polluting industries don't pay their fair share.
What we're left with is a legacy of toxic sites that have cleanup plans that aren't adequately funded.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Toys R Us workers about to lose their jobs as the iconic chain shuts down plan a takeover of a North Jersey store, protesting the company's lack of a severance package. The Center for Popular Democracy is organizing the sit-in with store workers. Toys R Us is refusing severance for workers, while at the same time it paid company executive millions in bonuses just before declaring bankruptcy. The 100 deadliest days of summer, the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and during that time, there is typically an increase in traffic fatalities on our roadways, especially among teen drivers.
More than 1,050 people were killed in crashes involving a teen driver in 2016 during the 100 deadliest days. AAA Mid-Atlantic spokeswoman Tracy Noble says New Jersey is bucking the national trend.
For 2017, we saw the numbers in New Jersey deaths for teen drivers and teen passengers decrease to 17 teen drivers and 2 teen passengers.
While protections are in place in New Jersey with the graduated driver license law, parents need to let their kids practice.
Let your kids drive to and from school, to and from family trips, to the grocery store. Get them comfortable in all weather conditions. That is what's going to make a safer driver.
Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. Will we finally dry out and see the sun? Dan has an extended look at the forecast, then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, are we finally going to dry out?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think the best description I can give you for the forecast this week is that it looks more bright than wet. Now, that's difficult to say because it is raining across much of the Garden State right now. So if you're hitting the road in the next hour or two, you may encounter some wet weather. But by about 8 o'clock this morning, the rain exits and then skies will quickly clear to some good sunshine. By 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, it'll be partly to mostly sunny. I can't rule out a couple of pop-up showers and sprinkles this afternoon into this evening, but in general, it should be a pretty good day. today. High temperatures in the lower to mid-70s, just a hair below normal for early June. Tonight will be mostly clear and dry. I'll call it comfortably cool with lows in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a bit of a breeze. Now, high still in the mid-70s, so we'll start off okay, but then a better chance for a shower or thunderstorm will pop up tomorrow afternoon or evening. I think everybody in the state prone to get a little bit wet at some point tomorrow, but it's not steady rain. It's not really heavy rain. It's just a little hit of shower or thunderstorm. More clouds than sun on Wednesday, and we're cooling down. Highs only in the 60s with a stray shower possible, but then improving back to the 70s for Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. The next chance for steady heavy rain, I'm sorry to say, is going to come next weekend. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a New Jersey 101.5 exclusive as we look at who won the pension lottery. They're drawing $190,000 taxpayer dollars a year for life. A police officer hurt breaking up a fight at a South Jersey mall food court. It had been advertised on social media. In sports, Mets and Phillies swept. Yanks rained out again. Doubleheader in Detroit today. The Warriors now 2-0 lead on the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Pretty cool out there, 40s and 50s. It's our coolest morning in about 2.5 weeks here across New Jersey. Becoming partly sunny today with a few pop-up showers possible later on. We've got some rain moving through this morning. Look for highs in the lower to mid-70s. We also have a high risk for rip currents along the Jersey Shore today. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is now on a Monday morning. It is damp. It is chilly. We may see the sun, but it isn't going to warm up much. And you know, this unsettled weather pattern where we're going to get a little bit of rain and then maybe see a teasing of sun looks to continue for a while. And we'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Where do you go to have a good time? It seems Jersey residents who are heading out for a night on the town and are concerned about their safety are traveling across the Hudson or the Delaware River to enjoy themselves.
Krista Jenkins of the Fairleigh Dickinson University poll says a just-released survey finds New Jerseyans are more comfortable visiting Manhattan or Philly than big cities in the Garden State.
People feel the safest in New York City. 79% say they feel very or somewhat safe. And then behind that, we find Philadelphia with 2/3 or 65% who express feelings of safety in the city of brotherly love.
She adds 59% of people feel safe in Atlantic City compared to 44% in Trenton, 42% in Newark, and only 19% of Jersey residents feel safe going to Camden. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Democrats' road to controlling any part of Congress could cut through New Jersey this fall. But first, primary voters have to have their say. Polls are open tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., with contests for a U.S. Senate seat and in all but three of New Jersey's 12 House seats. On the House side, Democratic incumbents have challenges in three races. Republican Leonard Lance is the only member of the GOP who has a challenger. Two Republican incumbents are retiring from Congress. A report from the D.C.-based Employment Policies Institute suggests New Jersey could lose roughly 32,000 minimum wage jobs if the state does raise the minimum to $15 an hour.
Institute Managing Director Michael Saltzman says early research from San Francisco and Seattle isn't encouraging and shows thousands of minimum wage job losses.
The businesses that tend to be impacted by a higher minimum wage are low-margin businesses.
Saltzman cites another example nearby New York State.
As the minimum wage has risen there, you've had a number of employers who have cut the number of people to reduce the labor costs.
The Institute also warns almost a third of those minimum wage job losses in New Jersey could be for people between the ages of 16 and 19. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
People born in New York City who don't identify their gender as either male or female may have the option of choosing a third category for their birth certificates. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the proposal would create the new category of X. The council speaker is expected to introduce the legislation this week, with public hearings to be held later this month. Temperatures this morning are starting out of the chilly side of the 40s and 50s. 70s will do it for the high. We may see some sunshine, but can't rule out a pop-up shower. And will it eventually dry out as we move through this week? Dan will have full details of the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, our exclusive report on the New Jersey pension system and who won the pension lottery in the Garden State that you're paying for. And we'll update business news next.
Dominski and Doyle.
You want to go to the nude beach with me?
I'll go.
Come on. Now, what is your wife going to do?
Hey, she had her chance.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
This is New Jersey, you know.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian stock indexes have been rising today. Investors rally around a U.S. jobs report. Despite fresh signs of a burgeoning trade war as weekend China-U.S. trade talks ended in an apparent impasse on Wall Street, a higher close on Friday. The S&P and the Dow both up almost 1%. The Dow will open this morning at 24,635. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
New Jersey 101.5.